everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Young Black and Bothered Sports Desk. I am your boy Q, and I have COVID. Long pause.
Can I say this?
Pause. Go ahead. I'm joined. No, hold on. I am joined by my fellow co-host tonight. So you say who you are.
I am Greg, and I'm going to tell Q, you probably got COVID from going to the fucking bar.
100%.
This is your fault.
Probably probable.
It's your fault. Anyway, but I'm Greg.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Go ahead. Ladies first.
Hey, it's Pam. I don't have COVID.
What's going on, y'all? It's Lou. Glad to be back. I just got over the COVID. I had it last week. So hopefully I just keep feeling better because I still feel like shit.
And we are joined tonight with my brother. So, Malik, say who you are.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Malik, and I might have COVID. So, I don't know. I live with my brother, and he has COVID, so.
Yeah. Go get tested, everybody. The streets is not safe. And the bars aren't either, Q.
The streets are not safe.
No, please.
And the bars are 100% not.
Absolutely fucking not. Have you ever actually seen them, like, clean a glass before handing it to you? Probably not. So, yeah. I'm sure I'm saying this in, like, just because whatever. But everybody, get safe. You know, get better. Q, definitely stay your ass in the house and quarantine for 10 days. Don't do like our family member who, you know, got over COVID and the first thing they did was go to a wedding with 185 people.
I'm not going to do that. But thank you. Like I said, I feel fine. But anyway, the show. Yes, let's do it.
Yes, the show must start. Before we go into the shit, I just have to say this. Q, you are one lucky motherfucker. Fuck you. We're gonna get there, but so this good. Is not the segment for that.
The Houston Texans did not win 5 games. Yes, let's go. Come on. Bring it.
They did not win 5 games, but the only reason they didn't was 3 points. I know almost doesn't count, but Q was probably sweating all the COVID bullets. He probably could have lost COVID if they won. If Houston won, he would have been like, yo, like, I'm delivered. But Q, a better
than that. I'm delivered. You, I don't have to buy a Houston Texans jersey. Yes.
You do not have to buy a Texans jersey. We're going to get into that in football, but as we do every single week, we have to start the show with the Melanin and Matt section. Shout out to both Cashley and Pam. Pam is here live every week, every Monday, talking nothing but wrestling. Pam, how are you? What do you have for us?
I'm good. So wrestling this week, we are just building up for the Royal Rumble, which is in 2 weeks in St. Louis. So if you are there, please make sure you go ahead and you check it out. The card is looking pretty good so far. We had Wrestle Kingdom as well going on last week, which if you listen to us on Friday, Cash is going to give a huge breakdown of day one and day two, and also the New Japan Pro Wrestling versus NOAH event that happened as well. So definitely make sure you check out, because she will have all the details in regards to what's going on, who won, who came up on top, especially with everything going on with New Japan and the old belt versus the new belt. Sort of a brand supremacy, maybe, hint for this week's episode name. So we will see what she says this Friday here on Stereo as well, and by Sunday where you get all of your podcasts. since, like I said earlier, I do not have COVID. I have no symptoms of COVID, no nothing. And NXT made a lot of changes to their policy as far as their COVID policy. So I ended up going to New Year's Evil last week. And it was actually a really, really, really good show. I took my sister-in-law. She absolutely loved it. She literally it was her first NXT show. And she had a lot of fun. So far, I've taken her to almost every type of show except for a WWE main show. So she had fun. And for me, that's really all that matters. So I'm going to go a little bit more into the NXT card. It was the championship unification match with Carmelo Hayes, who is the North American champion, versus Roderick Strong, who was the Cruiserweight champion. Definitely a great match. 10 out of 10, to be honest. It was such a good match to me, even for my sister. Even she said, ooh, this is how you start the show. I need more of this. So for someone who doesn't watch WWE, for her to be impressed by it, and for me, who is someone who does watch, I definitely think it was great. I won't say who won, but it was definitely a great match. Then we kind of had a tease on AJ Styles versus Grayson Waller. AJ Styles, he cut a promo. We were all expecting AJ to fight. That didn't happen. It's supposed to be happening this week. So we'll see. Then we had Imperium, which has Walter in it, who was the NXT UK champion, versus MSK and Riddle. The love that people have for Riddle, I will never understand personally. But when this man came out, the entire audience went crazy. They absolutely adored him. So I guess it's worth checking out. There were some spots that were a little questionable to me, but check it out for yourselves. And then we had the NXT Women's Championship match. It was a triple threat match with Mandy Rose, aka Mandisha, versus Raquel Gonzalez versus Cora Jade. I will say that Cora Jade is so green. She needs to come off TV for a little bit and actually get some more experience in the ring. She did a lot of botching, like a lot. And you can tell that Mandy and Raquel was really trying to make up for her in that match. So she bought down that match so much. But if it was really only Mandy and Raquel, believe it or not, I would have gave it about like a 7. But because of Cora Jade and all of her botches, definitely got a 4 for me. And then there was like this weird segment with Andre Chase and Chase University with Von Wagner. I don't understand the appeal of Von Wagner. He's a typical quote-unquote WWE guy for them. He's tall, he's big. You know, he has muscles, kind of almost Braun Strowman-like, but with no brain. You get where I'm going. But I actually like the Chase University, what they're doing. So I'm more excited to see where that's going to go. And then last but not least, we had the NXT Championship match, which was Tommaso Ciampa versus Braun Breaker. That match was also really, really good. 10 out of 10. I was invested the entire match. I honestly didn't want it to end. It was so, so good. Braun's dad, Rick Steiner, was there. So it made it a little bit more intense for them to see, okay, is he going to win? Is he not going to win? Is he doing it for his dad? Is he doing it for himself? He also wore tribute boots to him as well. Braun Breaker did. So it was 10 out of 10. It was so good. The crowd was fully invested. So for me, overall, for New Year's Evil, NXT New Year's Evil, I would honestly give it an 8 out of 10. If there was not an NXT show that you've never watched, I would definitely suggest it, especially with the new NXT 2.0. I would definitely suggest watching this show. Now we go into AEW. They had a lot going on. They had a champions versus champion this weekend, but we're not going to talk about that. That was trash. The highlight for me this past weekend was Jade Cargill being crowned the TBS champion. I love that for her. Speaking of us talking about Big Swole and representation and having more Black and Brown LGBTQ on the front end of a company, Jade Cargill has the look. She is getting a lot better. I'm not going to say she has the moves. I'd give about a 7 out of 10. Like, she's definitely way improved so much. But to see a Black woman on the forefront holding a TBS championship, and then the moment where her daughter comes out and she... 10 out of 10. I almost bawled my eyes out. So shout outs to Jade. She did amazing and we absolutely love her. And then of course, Raw and SmackDown. We're preparing for the stuff. Seth is now challenging Roman since Roman has beaten everybody and Roman doesn't want no smoke with Brock Lesnar. Zero smoke. But we already knew that. I'm really looking forward to seeing who's going to be in Royal Rumble. The fact that the Forbidden Door has kind of been open with WWE announcing Mickie James being in the Royal Rumble. And Mickie James is the Impact Knockouts champion. So a little bit of a Forbidden Door being open there. I might say a little crack. Might be a little pinky toe of it being open, but it's something better than nothing. And WWE, their own Twitter, even saying Knockouts Women's champion Mickie James in the Royal Rumble, that's a big deal in that aspect. But now we question, since that little pinky toe of a door has been opened, is it the same for the men? What are they going to do? I think with all the recent firings, they don't have anybody. So they have to bring back a lot of nostalgia acts. They have Summer Rae, who's now in there, Kelly Kelly, who also was announced. So, and allegedly, Nikki Bella is teasing at coming back, even though she had her neck injury. And then now Paige's might be teasing. She's coming back with her neck injury. So who knows? We will all have to see. But we will give a full recap on Friday on the Mellow Mat. So check us out here on Stereo at 6:30 p.m. on Friday or wherever you get your podcasts at by Sunday. And you guys can take it over.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We have a comment, a voicemail that was from Cashley, so I'm going to play that right now. Here we go.
Yeah, the men's side on the Royal Rumble is looking kind of slim. They even threw Johnny Knoxville. Even he has a spot. Yeah.
And that tells you all you need to know.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Who?
Johnny Knoxville from Jackass. Like-
Are you serious? Okay,
well,
yeah, he I'm threw Sami Zayn off the top rope because Sami Zayn said, "You're not a real wrestler. You can't be in the Royal Rumble. Like, this is stupid. Like, you're disgracing the Royal Rumble." So during a Sami Zayn match, Johnny Knoxville comes out. He throws Sami off the top rope to prove to him, "This is all I need to do is just be able to throw somebody off the top rope. This is nothing." And now we're here.
There must be a new Jackass movie coming out. Has to be.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Oh.
All right. Right. Thank you, Pam. Thank you for your update. Please make sure if you're listening to this show that you listen to the Mel and the Matt on Friday, 6:30 p.m. here on Stereo. And the episode will be dropping wherever you listen to your podcasts by Sunday. So, again, thank you very much. Also, while I have the floor, I want to shout out and appreciate the founder of the Sports on Stereo hashtag here, Dan Rod. Thank you for listening and being in and for all that you do. Let's get to football. Regular season's over. Greg got some shit to talk about.
There you go. Boy. So let's first start by saying ex-NFL player Clinton Portis, he was sentenced to 6 months in prison for insurance fraud. Does the NFL have like a contingency plan for like retired like athletes, or they just say, you know what, we paid you millions, you figure it out when you're done?
That's a good question. And that's a very good question. They're supposed to, I would hope, But we know what the NFL is all about. Mala.
Yeah. So, the reason why I'm asking that question is it says that he pled guilty to fraud in September following charges that he obtained nearly $100,000 after filing false claims of medical equipment that was not provided according to court documents. They recommended a 10 to 16 month guideline given his offense, and the Department of Justice said that it sought out a longer sentence because he continues to deny his guilt until he faced a retrial following a hung jury. Wow. According to this, though, also, the NFL has the Gene Upshaw NFL Player Health Reimbursement Account Plan designed to help retired players pay for medical expenses. The account pays up to $350,000 in benefits per player. 15 former players have pled guilty to these charges, including Joe Horn, Carlos Rogers, Karell Buckhalter, James Butler, John Ebanks, Antoine Odom, Eric Pruitt, Daryl Reed, Anthony Montgomery, Frederick Bennett, and who's this guy? Reach Caldwell, who was killed in 2020. That's crazy. I figured after being in the league for what, 16 years, or 15, 16 years, you've either saved up enough money or you could honestly return to your former team in some capacity to help. Just furthers my stance that the Washington football team did not look out for Clinton Portis on the field or off the field. I'll just leave
that. So that is Daniel Mark Snyder who did that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. I can.
That, yeah. I think that's his fault. I'm going to put that on him. Don't know why, but I'm definitely going to put that on him. Q, I was wrong. Since we're talking about the playoffs and the season being over, let me just start by saying, I said that the Indianapolis Colts were going to get into the playoffs. How the fuck can you not? Oh, my God.
Let's not. Oh, my God. All right. You want to go there? We can go there.
Yes. Can we just start there?
How in the fuck did the Pittsburgh Steelers
get
into the goddamn playoffs?
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
okay, real quick. If you go back to our picks over on Yahoo.
Uh-huh.
Pick Jacksonville. Pick Indianapolis.
You picked Jacksonville. Get the fuck out of here. Let me go look. Let me go look right now.
Okay, Indianapolis. Not beating Jacksonville since 2014. Some say it's just dumb luck. Some say it's the quarterback, blah, blah, blah. It's a thing. It's a thing. Jacksonville, for whatever reason, they play Indianapolis, Jacksonville, they get up for that game.
So they don't get up for any other, game but that? Come on now.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on. Come on,
Q. With the picks, since we're talking about that, Lou is according to the standings. I'm in first place with if we're doing points because I think that's how they do it. Right. So by points, I'm up by 2 points, even though my record is 168 and 103. Lou has a 2-game win loss lead over me at 170 with 101 losses. He's had 63% of being correct. An average thing of 80 points, and he has 1,447 points. How he picked Jacksonville, I have no fucking clue. That was an absolute mistake
to
me.
Hey, Lou, was you drunk when you picked that? Was you drunk?
No, I had COVID, but I mean,
yeah, you were drunk then. You were definitely drunk.
On cough medicine, baby. Yeah. No, I I saw that stat last week. I saw that stat, so I looked up on it a little bit, and it's just crazy. And I was just well, all right, I'm glad. I'm gonna pick Jacksonville to beat them again.
Yeah.
Okay. So great. What else you have?
No.
Talk about.
I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
Washington should be in the playoffs. Keyword there is should.
We are not. No.
I want to say this.
We're not going there. Seven.
No. I feel like they were cheated out of a couple games, and they finished strong. Which I, you know, it's
we Washington. Were absolutely okay. So Greg, let me stop you right there. Mm-hmm. We were absolutely cheated out of some wins. Mm-hmm. But results is results. We finished 7-10. We finished out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Hey, I get it.
Hold on.
Let me finish. I know a team that's going to lose next week.
Oh boy, here we go.
The Dallas fucked them.
Here you go, bro. People being hoping and wishing and praying and just.
Oh boy.
Oh man.
The Dallas fucked them are going to lose next week, and I have money on that. So they're going to lose next week.
Oh my lord. I thought my hot take was
going to be man, oh man, oh man. You heard what Matt said, too. You better have his money, too.
You better have your money.
I got my money ready. We're going to lose next week.
Q, that was a wild hot take because they're playing the Niners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I might have to actually go to town. I might go to Town Tavern for that.
Hey, Greg, yeah. Town Tavern trip.
This guy is delusional, Greg.
Virtually for me, but
no, he's definitely delusional. But that's not like people are actually predicting the 49ers to make that a game. The hot take that I had that it's gonna I don't know if it's as bad as Q's. I'm predicting that we go on the Big Ben tour this year, similar to when Peyton retired, Ray Lewis retired.
Hold on.
Hear me out.
No, hear me out. Big Ben,
the upset of the first round is going to happen when they upset the Kansas City Chiefs. You heard it here first.
Whoa.
You fucking heard it here first.
The Steelers?
The Steelers are going to upset the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hey,
man. Y'all just getting crazier and crazier on this show.
I have to drug test you now because that's what
the
goddamn Steelers.
Yeah, yo, come on, Greg. You can't be on that.
I'm telling you, like, I'm gonna wait till y'all finished. All I'm gonna say is Q knows whenever I say a hot take that's that egregious, it happens. Just last year, did I not say that the fucking Atlanta Hawks were going to run the table and end up going far? Q and Lou can attest to this. That was basketball.
That was in July.
Okay, so let's talk about January. Hear me out. In January of last year, you and I had this sports test the same time, you know, same month of last year. You told me there's no way that Tampa Bay would end up going and winning nothing but road games to end up in the Super Bowl to play at home. I told you, I even told you who was going to score the touchdowns. I said Rob Gronkowski is going to have two touchdowns. Did it not happen?
Rob Gronkowski had two touchdowns. So did Antonio Brown, which we are going to get to in a second. Yeah,
but so Lou, I want you to feel the way I feel about Pittsburgh being the biggest upset in probably NFL playoff history.
It definitely will
coming
be.
Off. That in would be mind. The biggest upset ever, and it's going to happen.
Stop, dude!
It's not going to happen.
Okay, okay.
We're
talking about Kermit Voice, man. Kermit Voice Mahomes.
Okay, like I said.
100% back you on that statement, and I ain't saying that because I'm a homer. I'm saying that based on the football game that I watched last night.
Okay, so Lou and Greg, your drug tests are on the way.
Yeah.
Your drug tests are on the way.
Maybe these guys do got COVID. I don't know.
Yo, Q, All I'm saying is next, and when do they play? 4 o'clock? Is it 4 o'clock? No, because Dallas has the Nickelodeon game.
Sunday night.
Okay. Night, so Monday, when we record and I show up late, like Vince McMahon just walking down the aisle with fucking like arms swinging and shit. I'm just like, I told these motherfuckers. I'm telling you, do not let me be right. I am going to brag until fucking preseason of next year. I swear to God, I am.
Again,
don't let me be right.
Again, your drug tests, both for you and Greg, your drug tests are in the mail. The fucking way.
You heard it here first, bro. Like, and if I do not want to put money on this. Like, I had a bet against somebody on Clubhouse about it, and they're like, Greg, I bet you $20 is not going to happen. I was like, well, you might as well prepare your $20. Anything that I'm not always right, but when it comes to like retirements, whenever a player says that they're about to retire or they even allude to it, didn't the same shit happen to Drew Brees? I could have sworn that happened with Drew Brees last year.
Antonio Brown versus Kyrie Irving. Come on.
Let's talk.
Can I just throw something out there? Can I just throw something out there real quick?
Go for it.
Go ahead. Real quick. Then we can move on. The Steelers have been here before. I forget what year. 2005, I believe. They were the first 6 seed to win an all-row game that went to the Super Bowl. Jerome Bettis last year.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Okay.
I'm just saying, it just goes to what Greg said about the NFL and the retiring players. If they know they want to, I'm not going to say to win the Super Bowl.
So you're saying.
You're saying they will go into Kansas City and upset them.
Hold on. So you're saying that Dan Rooney, whoever the fuck the owner is of the Steelers, paid Roger Goodell to make this happen?
Bro, they were not supposed to make the playoffs.
No, exactly.
They had a losing record 3 weeks ago.
They
snuck in by the grace of God. Every scenario that wasn't supposed to happen, happened.
So they snuck in on the grace of Art Rooney paying off Roger Goodell.
Are you getting it now, Q? It's right there. The NFL is literally playing in our face. They're telling us, yo, this is going to happen. This is going to be payback for something that happened in FedEx Field. Do you remember when Patrick Mahomes' brother danced on Sean Taylor's memorial thing at FedEx Field?
Yeah, I do.
And I'm painting a narrative here, so hear me out. Remember I said something's going to happen. We don't know what it's going to do, like what's going to happen, but there's going to be payback to come for that. The payback is going to be because of the fucking Pittsburgh Steelers. At the beginning of the season this year, we talked about it, and Q, you had a hot take saying that, and I quote, Mike Tomlin is going to be fired. Yeah, you said that, didn't, right?
That didn't work out.
Not only did it not work out, this for some unknown reason they're in the playoffs. So I don't say too much.
To continue that, Mike Tomlin has not had a losing season since he's been a head coach.
And there we go. So on Monday, I cannot wait to have this conversation.
I can't wait for you. I can't wait for it either. Anyway. Now that Greg has said that he is positive for some type of drug, let's get to this Antonio Brown versus Kyrie Irving debate. Fuck football. Let's get to that right now.
Okay. I'm looking for the tweet. So the tweet says, let me ask a question. As a GM, what player in their respective sport could you deal with you could deal with their off-field and off-court antics because their athletic talent helps your team excel. Antonio Brown or Kyrie Irving?
All right, let's go around the table. Who would you take? Who would you want? Antonio Brown or Kyrie?
Man, it's kind of tough because, like, you know, both of these guys have one. right? Kyrie, you know, we know what he did with LeBron. AB, well, he's a two-time champion, right? He got one with the Steelers, right?
No, he didn't win one with the Steelers. He won a lot with
Steelers. Yeah, he got one. Oh, that was his first one with Brady?
Yeah, I believe so.
Mm-hmm. But he won, and he he was an instrumental part in that. And, you know, Kyrie is just, I mean, but I think the thing was with Kyrie is I think that he's a lot more abrasive in the locker room, right? Because, you know, the thing with AB, I feel like all of his issues have always been with maybe like administration. But I think Kyrie is more divisive in a locker room than Anthony, than AB. And I think that would destroy a unit more.
I'm going to agree with you. I personally picked AB. If I'm a GM, I want him because the team themselves, everybody loves AB. Like exactly. In the locker room, on the field.
Exactly.
Not only that, like, and it's not my distaste or dislike for Kyrie Irving. I don't see, even though it happened, I don't see Antonio Brown quitting on his team. I can definitely see the team saying we're sick of his off-field shit.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, I phrased the question of, like, could you deal with his off-field shit? Because Kyrie Irving, his off-field shit will honestly get him off of a team. Like, Boston.
Correct.
Like, everything he does off the field gets him removed from a team. And he will promise you everything under the sun and not deliver. Antonio Brown, you know for a fact, once he hits the field, even with, tendons falling off his fucking foot, he's going to get it done. So, I want AB.
I would really want to. I seen a show. I seen a podcast. I haven't checked it out of why he left the game. I don't know if y'all seen that. He did a podcast like a couple of days ago with the Nuggets.
He was injured. So AB was injured. He had he'd been dealing with an ankle issue basically half the entire season, which he now has to get surgery on. And Bruce Arians wanted him to go out. And he said no.
Oh, really? I heard it was actually the opposite, that the team was trying to hold him back because of his bonus. Like, that he was like a touchdown away and some yards away from getting his performance bonus.
Yeah.
And he walked off.
No, yeah. I heard that. Yeah, I saw that too.
I saw and heard that too, but it was like Antonio Brown was injured and he couldn't go anymore. And, you know, I got plenty of smoke for him, but when you're injured and you can't go and you can't do it, that's on Bruce Arians.
I'm on the fence with this, bro. The reason why I say that is because he made it known that he wanted to get his bonus. Now, even though it was only $1 million or whatever, the bonus meant he was going to get 8 more catches, which he only really needed 3 of those because he had 5 that game. And then he was supposed to get a touchdown. But, though, you know, that touchdown pass, I think it went to Gronk that game. So he was fed up at the fact that he wasn't getting fed the ball. So he used, in my personal opinion, he used the foot injury as a catalyst for his behavior. Which, if that's the case, you know, I saw the game. I've seen all the little antics that he's done off the field, the podcast and stuff like that. I feel like AB, the reason why both the Bucks and him are going through that issue is because the team knew he was injured, which is number one. Two, he wanted that bonus money. And number three, like we said a couple weeks ago, they don't really have too many more people to throw to. Everybody's injured. So if I'm Bruce Arians, I'm like, I understand you are saying, like, you want the bonus money, right? But now you're saying you're injured. Like, it can't be both. Like, in order to get the bonus, you got to be on the fucking field. You're saying you want to be fed the ball. You got to be out there in order to get it. So,
but isn't that the other thing that Arians said, that he didn't know that he was injured? Didn't Arians come out and say he didn't know he was injured? And then,
oh yeah,
Bruce Arians brought up some like text messages. And
yeah, he
like
did. That. He did. That's why. It's on Bruce Arians at this point.
And AB came out and said that he was pretty pissed off that they were using him as sort of like as a decoy.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't feeding him the ball because they didn't want to pay him or whatever, you know, who knows. But I think this is all going on Bruce Arians.
As it should. Bruce Arians, I don't know, like, you guys obviously you didn't follow him in Arizona, but five receivers in 1 year all got injured. Yeah, well, outside of that, Q, what I'm saying is, like, games, well, you know, players who are in, players who play for Bruce Arians often end up injured or tweaking things because of, obviously, one, the style of play that Bruce Arians, he goes kind of like with like a lot of brute force when it comes to like his offense. So you already have Chris Godwin down. You lose Fournette. You lose Ronald Jones. I think they lost Scotty Miller for a little bit. Mike Evans has a hamstring. And Antonio Brown, you lost him with the antics off the field with the vaccine. Then he comes back. He's mentioned in the ankle injury, which he's been talking about that since fucking like week six. He comes back. He's not 100%. And now you're down him. I think we all can agree, like what we had said at the beginning of the season, the Bucs only go far if Antonio Brown is on that team. So I personally don't know what's going to happen with the Bucs because Mike Evans is not going to get it done.
He's not an X.
Yeah, you can, if you take Mike Evans out of the game, because he's a head case too. But I want to pose this question to all the guys and Pam as well. The same scenario that happened with Antonio Brown that we saw on film, which is him on the sideline, you know, apparently like him taking off his shirt and just walking off and saying, fuck it. And then to hear that Bruce Arians told him that you're off the team because you won't go back on the field. Replace that with Mike Evans. Mike Evans had a hamstring injury that game too. If Bruce Arians told him to get on the field, regardless of your injury, do you think Mike Evans would have done the same thing? Do you think he would be kicked off the team for not wanting to play?
No.
Because AB has history of doing shit like this. Mike Evans really doesn't.
Yeah.
I think it's a totally different scenario.
Mike Evans can be a diva at times, but he doesn't have the history that Antonio Brown has with him.
I guess.
Yeah. So I'm going to say, so to your question, Greg, I'm going to say no. Mm-hmm. Mike Evans is not going anywhere because Mike Evans won't pull what Antonio Brown pulled last week.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think they AB was disposable anyways. I figure like it's kind of like a used car when it came to AB. They were like, hopefully I can get a year out of him before something goes wrong. And it's just like, so it was. I feel like he was more expendable than AB in the sense that they're kind of not. I don't know if Mike is. I don't know if Evans is a franchise guy. But I think he's an ex-receiver, and they want to make him to be that. But
yeah,
I think AB was disposable at the end of the day.
Yeah,
like project.
I agree.
I think everything you said, on top of the fact that honestly, Bruce Arians never wanted Antonio Brown. Yep. Brady needed him.
Yeah, Brady.
Right.
So, I mean, either way, like AB, he's probably done. He's not as done as Cam. Like Cam will never get a job. AB, like. A receiver goes down.
What happened with Cam?
Oh, no, Cam's done. His career is over.
Like his injuries or his attitude?
No, just everything. Like his style of play. Like, didn't he get benched on Sunday?
No, I don't think he played.
He got benched. They started Darnold.
PJ Walker started the game. Sam Darnold started the game. Then PJ Walker came in.
Yeah, they were running some like different packages. Like they were using him for, as different like running personnel and stuff like that. That's what I've seen.
That's so sad. Yeah. That's so sad.
Because Cam was that guy. He's my bro. I just remember as a kid just watching him at Auburn. Man, that was my guy. That was when NCAA was out. Oh man, y'all too young for that.
He really should have went to Washington. We'll go to Dallas because, you know, Dak ain't going to get it done. But either way.
I know you're happy when they don't play your cards. I know they're happy. You're happy.
No. I wanted y'all to play us.
I know you did it.
I wanted y'all to play us because here's the thing. There's no greater feeling that I'm going to have if I go out on Sunday to a Niners bar and they beat the Giants?
Do you live in San Francisco?
They beat the Cowboys? No, y'all play San Francisco.
Yeah, do you live in San Francisco?
No. We go to a 49ers bar in D.C. because obviously my team, since, you know, I might be one of like 18 black people who actually like that squad. Like, there's that Q, you know, everybody here in D.C., they are Washington football team fans, but there's no real like hub bar. So we go to the Niners bar because one, it's more fun. Two, we know the bartenders. And three, Niners fans are actually really fucking fun. So on Sunday, I don't know if Q can attest to this, but if y'all lose and people are rocking at house at Town Tavern on Sunday,
you like my drawing?
Yeah, it's gonna get real ugly for Dallas. Y'all better win with like 4 or 5 touchdowns.
I just know that.
I'm letting you know. I'm buying. If Dallas loses, I'm buying Q 3 shots back to back to back.
My team.
Q, you better tell him.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Let me get my liver ready.
But like
I'm
you said,
I'm supposed to put that red in the middle down. Because it's like a registry.
But moving right along, Q, we talked about the Big Ben comeback. You sent us a text earlier about the firings.
Yeah,
the season Black just Monday. Ended yesterday, and they are cleaning house. Who in the hell got fired now?
So I don't understand why Brian Flores got fired from Miami. I don't. I would never understand it. He should have never got fired. But hey, you know they trying to. You know Miami's trying to bring Deshaun Watson in. So
yeah. Now, how do you feel about the, like, I know this sounds dumb, but in my head, it makes sense. I fire Rivera and I go after Brian Flores. And if I'm Washington, I'm going to get a new name. Was it February 2nd? Go get the coach, too. He did it with Tua, bro. So Washington can do something as long as they don't change their name to the Admirals, because fuck that. But yeah.
No, have mercy. Let's not talk about that. But yeah, like I said, I don't understand. I out of all the firings that have taken place, Matt Nagy getting fired from Chicago, which should have happened weeks ago.
Yeah,
but we're not going to go there. Urban Meyer flaming out in Jacksonville. Even Mike Zimmer. Getting canned today.
I feel like the NFL has been not, like, you know what? Like,
I just do not understand why Brian Flores got fired today. I don't. And yeah, never will.
He's going to end up going to Jacksonville. If he doesn't go to Washington, he's going to go to Jacksonville. They already got him set up with a quarterback, a running back, and 3 good wide receivers. So he's literally in Miami Part 2, and he stays in Florida.
Has Miami made the playoffs any of the past 3 years that he was a head coach?
I don't believe so.
I don't believe that. I think that's basically why he got fired. That's what I think.
Well, isn't their owner, God, I know Pam probably knows this. What is the guy? Damn. He owns everything else. He AEW.
Tony Khan owns the Jacksonville.
The Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he could throw money at Flores too. Like Jacksonville has everything. They just need the coach. Urban Meyer wasn't it. I'm telling you. Next year, Jacksonville, 9 games. I'm telling you, we're gonna be sitting there like, how they do it? Brian Flores. And Washington's a team that needs him.
So I got a question for you guys. How do you guys feel about this, like that last year's class of rookie quarterbacks? The Fields, the not Burrows, I guess. The Tua.
I'll say this, and that's a great question, Malik. The quarterbacks from the last draft class has the talent to do it, has the talent to be great, they're on the wrong teams. And in the case of Justin Fields,
yeah, oh my God.
on the case of Justin Fields, he had the wrong coach.
He had the wrong coach.
On Justin Fields, he had the wrong coach.
What about Sunshine? Or what do they call him? Sunshine? Remember the Titans?
Mm-hmm. Sunshine. Ooh, sunshine. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I like T-Law, man. I like him. I've been following him and Justin Fields since high school.
I think the best one out of that whole entire group had to be Mac Jones, though. But he went to the right system.
So Lou, you're absolutely correct. Mac Jones had the right, was in the right system, coach, and in the right situation.
Right.
The other quarterbacks that was drafted in the first round didn't have that. So I will say, for Mac Jones, talking about Bill Belichick, that we all know that Bill Belichick is a first ballot Hall of Famer as a coach. But that
I think he's overrated.
But that confirmed, like, what Mac Jones did this year confirmed how great of a coach he is, and the system that is in New England, we can see it works.
No, I think that makes sense. Great. I think Brady made Belichick, not the other way around. To be honest,
that's a good take right there. I agree with him.
That's a very good take, Malik. But we, like I said, we saw this year. This is year two without Brady in Foxborough. And look at what the Patriots have done.
I mean, but look what Brady did with the Buccaneers. I mean, right?
With the Bruce Arians.
But I mean, to your point, Malik, which is a very, very good point, that Brady made Belichick. I don't agree with that. I think that Belichick made Brady. And then Brady just carried that into Tampa. I mean, he's been in the league for how many years now? I don't even know. To me, I think, Belichick, of course, first ballot Hall of Famer. But Brady came in for an injured Drew Bledsoe back in the day. And
2001. You know,
right. And then Belichick just groomed him and made him the GOAT. But he is.
I think Brady was just one of those transcendent talents that, you know, Belichick lucked up on, to be honest with you. Because I listen to like a couple of different sports podcasts. I listen to I Am Athlete. I listen to a couple of different guys that have, you know, ex-NFL guys and they talk about like just how the system wasn't really what made him. It was like, it was more so the different leaders on the team as far as team players. I think that's like a common consensus amongst people who play for the Patriots, that the system just made it more harder to play. The Patriot way it made it more hard to play. But I mean, I guess they did what they had to do with, you know, subprime talent in a way. But I just don't think, I just think like it was Brady. Like, and it shows, like, Brady's like, he's like 50 years old and he's like, he's like killing it. Like, again, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I didn't even know they were a team until last year, to be honest with you. So I was like, it has to go to say something. And then when you look at what the Patriots did last year, or even what they're doing this year compared to what the Bucs are doing, I just don't see it. I'm gonna be honest.
Well, Brady, I think, has lasted this long because of, as he got older, the style of play he does, he just 2-3 step drop, boom, get rid of the ball. That's why he hasn't taken that many sacks. And I think this year might be the most he's been sacked in a long time. But you know, that's why he's been playing in the league for as long as he has, because
yeah, I mean, he's one of the smartest players. He's the
exactly.
Best. He's one of the best football minds. And I'm saying, like, you know, it's at the end of the day, you know, the coaches can do all this different stuff, but you know, the players have to go out there and play. Like,
right.
The players don't, the coaches don't make it happen, and the coaches never will make it happen. They'll put you in a good position for you to make it happen, possibly. Mm-hmm. But you have to go make it happen as the players. And I mean, maybe it's something that says, because football is a very, very, what am I trying to say? Everybody has to do something in order for the wheel to keep turning, right? Like, everybody right. has to do their job, and, you know, everybody needs to be on the same page.
I hear you.
And maybe the Patriot way helped that, you know, with the coach, you know, with the cohesiveness of the unit. But I mean, I think it was Brady, bro. Brady, and I'm not, and I don't even like Tom Brady. I don't even like the way he played football. But I mean, a transcendent talent, 100%.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's a good point. Like, let's go now, because we're cutting it close. Let's get into these predictions for first week of playoffs. What I'm going to do is I'll say the name of the game and whatever. And you just tell me the team. You don't have to tell me the score. If you want to, that's fine. But just tell me who won. So the first game is on Saturday at 4:35. The Raiders will be visiting Cincinnati to play the Bengals. Who do you have?
Cincinnati.
Vegas.
Oh, okay. So Lou has Vegas. I'm going to go Cincinnati.
Yeah, I haven't been keeping up with the Bengals or the Raiders this year, but I know Joe Burrow is a hell of a quarterback. I believe in him, so let's go with Burrow.
Okay.
Lose the only right, one. Oh, go ahead, Q. No, you read them off for me.
No, go ahead, because I don't have it pulled up.
Okay.
So.
All right, so the next one, it's the Patriots visiting Buffalo to play the 11-6 Bills at 8:15 on Saturday. What do you guys have?
I'm gonna say New England.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm taking Buffalo.
Okay.
So moving on to Sunday.
Yep. So let me see. Sunday, the first game, it's the Eagles visiting Tampa Bay at 1 p.m. Who do you guys have?
The Brady Mears.
It is very, very hard and maybe even considered unwise to bet against Tom Brady. So with that being said, I'm going to go with the Bucks.
Okay.
Tampa.
Okay.
I'm taking Philly.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow, Lou.
Oh, Lou.
My. I'm taking your Philly. You're not changing my mind, Q. You're not changing my mind.
Your drug test is on the way.
He said it straight up. It's unwise to bet against Brady, but you know what? I'm doing it.
You're betting against Brady in Champa Bay, as they call it out here. Damn. And not only that, they already, because I've already been hearing it all over, have been saying that if we lose, especially with everything going on in AB, there are already people saying that they will riot. So it's a lot of pressure on Tom Brady. And he's giving away personalized Florida plates as well.
Oh, shit.
So,
well, I hope there's no rioting, because is going to throw for 260, and Devontae Smith is going to have about 160 yards and two touchdowns.
So, hold on, can you repeat that again? You said 260.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts is going to throw for 260 and three touchdowns. And
I'm sorry, Lou.
Horrible.
I'm sorry, Lou.
Horrible.
Hey, I'm sorry, Lou, but Pam, I'm with you 100%. The Tampa Bradyneers are going to smash the Philadelphia Fuckthems too.
These names.
That's your heart talking. That ain't your head. That's your heart.
I am. That is my heart talking. But I fully believe it, and I stand behind what I said.
Okay. So am I. I'm still taking Philly.
All right. So let's see. What's the next game? We got the Niners visiting Arlington. They're going to be playing Dallas. And now this game, it's weird. I thought it was going to be on Fox. It's on CBS, Paramount Plus, Nickelodeon, and Amazon Prime Video.
The San Francisco 49ers are going to beat the Dallas. What the fuck are they?
Oh my. I'm going with the Niners too, bro. I don't go against the Niners. I don't go against the Niners in the playoffs. Not at all. All
right. But they ain't won a championship since when?
I'm
just saying, like, he's saying, like they either this super playoff team. I never professed that Dallas was a playoff, you know, virtuosos. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Okay, but what has Dallas done in the last 30 years? Nothing.
What has Washington football done ever?
Uh-oh.
Malik. Oh,
my God. I was waiting for this. I knew it was coming.
Don't make me come into the room and punch you in the face.
Oh, my God. All right, so we got Q and my vote, and we got Malik's vote. Pam, what about you? Who you got?
Pam, be smart.
My husband just bought me food. Who are we? Who's the picks right now?
Yes, the Niners or Dallas.
Come on now, is water wet? Of course, I'm going to Niners.
Oh, wow!
I would honestly rather Tom Brady come in my face.
Not what? Not Lord.
Not literally.
What?
I'm going to finish the sentence before y'all got crazy, because I knew y'all was about to get crazy.
You
got to
say pause.
I'm a female. Why would I say pause? It's not gay.
No.
Like I stated, I would rather for Tom Brady come in my face and spit in my face than root for the Cowgirls. That's why I said y'all was about to get crazy. Y'all didn't even let me finish.
Hey, the way that you, well, clearly he's finished. Yeah, if he's coming and spitting in your face, that sounds like a finish to me.
No, it's not. I don't know what you do.
You know what? Next game.
So we already didn't get Lou's pick. Oh man! Thank the Lord for Nia Jax. Lou, who you got, bro?
Thank God for OnlyFans. Oh my God, I don't know.
No,
Lou, did you go with not only Dallas?
Ready. I'm taking Dallas as much as I can stand Dallas.
All right. So All right, next game. Yes, this is at 8:15 on NBC, Peacock, and Telemundo. The Pittsburgh Steelers will be visiting Kansas City on Sunday to play them. Who do you guys have? Kansas, Steelers or the Chiefs?
Kansas City in a blowout.
I'm going with the Steelers.
I'm going with Big Ben, because even though he's saying it's his last game, it's another week. So, you know, I'm going to go with the rapist, Big Ben.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ. Wow. Jesus Christ. Who do you have for me? Who do you have?
Me? Come on, man. I'm going with the light-skinned Kermit the Frog.
Okay. He's going with Kansas City. And Lou, Steelers. This matters. We tied up right now. Who's going with the Steelers? Book it.
Yeah, I'm taking the Steelers.
All right. And this game, I don't know why it's on Monday night, but it'll be on ESPN, ABC, and ESPN2, ESPN Plus, and ESPN Deportes. It is the Arizona Cardinals traveling to LA to play the 12-5 Rams. Who do you got Rams. There?
Easy Rams.
Kyler Murray.
The easiest decision out of all of these is, of course, the LA Rams.
Exactly. Come on.
Oh, Kyler. God,
so tough.
Kyler Murray.
Is it tough because, you know, COVID got your head a little knocked up, or because it's not?
No,
it's
tough because
Kyler Murray, Arizona.
They're two good teams. Arizona. No offense, Greg, but Arizona's look like not like themselves the past 3-4 weeks. Mm-hmm.
This mm-hmm. head looks like shit, bro. It's a
I'm going. Damn. I'm going with the Rams.
Okay, that's fair, and obviously you guys know I'm going with Arizona because I would be remiss to not do that.
Greg,
obviously we had two teams.
Greg, I'm with you 100%. His name is Kyler Murray. Damn it.
Exactly.
Arizona.
Exactly. Look at that. All right, so let's move on to the NBA really quickly before we get out of here. Not much has happened, but Q, you probably know more about the story than I do. Apparently, the Wizards announcer, Glenn Kancer, said that Kevin Porter Jr. pulled the trigger just like his dad.
Like his daddy. Jesus Christ.
I did see that story, and I saw Glenn Kancer's apology. He didn't know. So,
bro, that's too much Glenn coincidence, Kancer, right?
It is very much a coincidence, too much of a coincidence, but he didn't know at the time.
But I mean, but what, like, why would you, like, you know, like, what does that mean? Like, what does that even mean? Even if he didn't know the backstory behind that.
Right, but didn't it even come out that he thought that Kevin Porter Jr.'s dad? It was a different Kevin Porter.
So this is the context. He said when Kevin Porter Jr. Took that shot to win the game against the Wizards, he said, "Hey, he pulled the trigger," which he did,
just like his dad.
He did.
Is that what he said? Just like his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't his dad like in jail for murder or some shit like that? Like, ain't it like,
no,
or he got killed by a gun?
According to the article says that his dad has been dead since he was 4. So, Q, go ahead and tell him.
Okay, so Kevin Porter Jr.'s dad was in prison, but his father has been dead for 10 years. Mm-hmm. He was killed 10 years ago. Mm. But no one knew that until, you know,
homeboy said something, which is crazy.
Right.
Which is crazy. That, oh boy. Damn. I'm sad I brought that up. But hey, I had to do it because it's the news. Kyrie Irving's back.
That's fine.
Well, Kyrie Irving's back. Do we care? Or do we feel like it? Like, how do you guys feel?
Next subject.
Okay. Clay Thompson's back.
Oh, he's back in a big way, ain't he?
Yeah.
Looks fine.
He played last night.
And caught two bodies.
And the Warriors won.
Mm-hmm. And he caught two bodies. I mean.
Yep.
Yeah. Talk about coming in faces, right? Like, I mean, Jesus Christ.
Come on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I mean.
Y'all
are crazy.
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah. So we have apparently Tristan Thompson, the baby was his. So that's
hot
news
boys,
for anybody.
Hot boys, who,
yeah, we all knew. But
talking about shooting up the club, Tristan Thompson.
Something is wrong with y'all. All right. So Q, if you don't mind, because I don't know if you have your phone out, now that the season has officially begun, I think we all agree that the NBA season doesn't really start until Christmas, right? So now we've had roughly, 2 weeks of basketball since then? And now we can discuss, even though most teams have played at least, 30 or more games, these standings. If you could read off the standings for the West Coast first, I want to pick... If you do like the top 10 seeds, pick two teams that do not belong.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull it up right now. Sorry. I will say this. You want to start with the West?
Yeah, start with the West and give. I'm sorry. Yeah, start with the West and give us the 10 teams. The top 10.
So 1 through 10 for the West. The Warriors are the number one seed. They're 30-9. The Suns are 30-9 as well. They're tied with the Warriors. The third seed is the Utah Jazz. What the who the fuck are they? number four is Memphis.
Ja Morant.
Ja motherfucking Morant. Number five is Dallas. Hey, Dirk, I know your number was just retired. You need to come back. Number six is the Denver Nuggets. Number seven, the Los Angeles fuck them, and not the Clippers, the Los Angeles Lakers. number eight is the Minnesota Timberwolves. Number nine is the Los Angeles Clippers. And number 10 is the Portland free Damian Lillard.
Give me two teams that, like, their seeds, like, they don't belong in the seed that they're in.
So for the West, I will say the Dallas Mavericks, because the unicorn ain't the unicorn no more. And I will also say the Utah Jazz, because fuck Rudy Gobert.
Yeah. I'm going to say that Memphis should definitely be higher. So I would put them in third seed. The Lakers are playing like a 10 seed, like a, we might not even make it in.
So the Lakers do not deserve LeBron James's greatness.
Agreed.
They don't deserve.
What about you?
They don't.
What about you, Malik? Two teams that do not fit in the West. And that's,
I don't know. Slot. In the West?
Because we have 10 teams, because that's the play-ins too. So
the Lakers are definitely playing. I mean, it's disappointing. 100%. 100%. I don't know who else. Like, I would say that don't deserve it. I'd say the Lakers, because they are playing bad.
Okay. We'll take one. Pam, do you have a team that you would say, like, you don't even care about, like, they should not be in the playoffs right now or in the top 10?
That was
Just for the Western Conference. We haven't got to the Eastern Conference yet.
If the Lakers are in, I've never been a Lakers fan personally, so. Lakers.
Okay.
I think we all agree on the Lakers. They shouldn't be there. But I agree with exactly what you said about Memphis. Memphis, I think they deserve to be higher.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
John Morant, he's
balling out.
John Morant is on the edge of stardom. Superstardom. Superstardom. All right, going to the East. Going to the East. The number one seed right now is the Chicago Bulls at 26-11. And
hey, they was calling Lonzo a bust. Idiots.
They did. And they also, and a lot of also people were saying that DeMar DeRozan couldn't lead a team.
He's on an MVP run.
He's going to be the MVP this year. All right, number two in the East is the Brooklyn Nets at 25-13. The third seed is the Miami Heat at 25-15. Number four is the Milwaukee Bucks. Fuck the Milwaukee Bucks. In ABC. Number five is the Philadelphia 76ers. And also Anyway, number six is the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yes, sir.
Lewis.
Yes, sir.
Fuck it. Fuck that team. Number seven. number seven is the Toronto Raptors. The eighth seed is the Charlotte Hornets. Who the fuck are they?
That's LaMelo Ball, PJ Washington, PJ Tucker.
Fuck them. The current the number nine seed is PJ the Washington Tucker. Wizards. The number nine seed The number nine seed currently is the Washington Wizards at 20-20. And
the Washington basketball team.
Don't go there. And the number 10 seed currently is the New York Knicks.
All right, let me start.
They tied with the Celtics. But the Knicks are.
Yeah, they tied with the Celtics. The Celtics should not be in the play-in or the playoffs. At the 10 seed right now, at 20-21. As a Celtics fan, I'm going to say blow it up. It's time. But I would replace Boston.
So Greg, let me mm-hmm. preface what you said, blow it up. Who do you trade? Do you trade Jalen or do you trade Jason?
No, buddy. Marcus Smart goes.
Who do you trade? Because that's the big talk right now. Jason or Jalen? Who gets traded?
Oh, Jalen. Absolutely Jalen. Jalen's an asshole and nobody likes him. I hate to say it, but like Marcus Smart hates playing with them. They barely on the floor together. Tatum, when you know he had the whole COVID situation, like Jalen balled out, but it was like an aggressive ball out. Like, why the fuck? Like, why can't y'all get on this accord? And it reminds me a lot of like Kyrie's frustrations, and even who's buddy who ended up going to Charlotte, and I mean he coming off the bench now.
Terry Rozier.
Yeah, Rozier and Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, fucking so rubbish. I can see Jaylen Brown honestly reuniting with them. I can see him going over there with them and Melo.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Right. If they do that, scary.
Here's the thing. I want that, and the reason why I want that is because I said that. Well, my second team was supposed to honestly be a bad one, but since I already said Boston, I would honestly put Charlotte in the fifth seed.
I was going to do the same shit. That's crazy. Yeah.
I don't believe in Philly at all. And, like, if they're 23-16, like, even though it's good in the East, Philly's not doing anything if they get past the second round. Because they're too stacked in the East right now. When I say stacked, meaning even. Chicago, Brooklyn, Miami, Milwaukee, all back to back to back. Charlotte is going to be what Atlanta was last season. Where it's like, yo, they are running with them. Like, they have taken Milwaukee down to, like, game seven. Like, I can see that shit happening. And the only way that can happen, in my personal opinion, is having, obviously, Philly get bumped. I see Philly being a play-in team. I can see Boston sitting out. New York being in, but Charlotte got to get bumped up. And they only, what, three games out of that? So, yeah, I can see them in the fifth seed by, by April.
Okay. All right.
I'll go next.
Go ahead, Mons.
I would say Hornets. Hornets should be up, man. I think they're a great team. Young guys. I think they're going to be I don't want to say the future, but man, they look good. And then I would say Toronto, man, I think they're still recovering from how Kawhi left them high and dry, you know?
Yeah.
I think they just they're not really, I don't know. Kind of irrelevant team. I don't even know who's on that team anymore.
So no, Kawhi did not leave the Toronto Raptors high and dry. He brought them a championship and then he went and got
them.
His back.
He's teased
he
them.
Went and got his back. He went and got his
bag. I mean, still, that's like a girl. That's like a girl. Like, you know, no, I'm not gonna say that. But
here we go. Here we go.
You know, I'm not gonna say that. But it's just haven't recovered.
Okay, so here's my thing on Toronto and your Kawhi take. He got his nut. meaning he got his ring and he bounced.
Yeah,
isn't that what you want?
No, that's kind of like a girl. Like she, you meet her when she put that thing on you, and then like she ghosts you.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Sounds like a lot of personal experience over there, huh?
Huh?
That is funny. The jokes are going up. They are flying right now.
I've never, but I'm just saying, I would imagine that's how it would be, you know what I'm saying?
Anyway, moving, great. Any other NBA talk you want to talk about, if you have on the docket? If not, let's move to awards for this week.
Yes, let's get them awards.
Go ahead.
Oh, so, I mean, I don't have any awards this week. I thought about it, but I said I was going to wait until more stuff developed with this whole Aisha Curry addressing her and Steph's open marriage. People get a little bit too comfortable telling their bedroom business. And I love Aisha Curry, but it's like, bro, like, how much fucking attention do you need?
You love her?
No, I really like her, but it's like, bro. Like,
bro, I feel like Savannah don't get enough credit.
Go ahead, Malik.
Oh, what'd you say, Malik?
No, I was saying, I feel like Savannah just don't get enough credit. She just gave LeBron James, like, peace and, like, you know, just be chilling.
Be happy. That's what Savannah gives LeBron.
Yes.
I think the situation that happened with Del Curry and what's Steph Curry's mom's name? I'm not familiar, but everything that happened with them, like it was already kind of messy to begin with. And then, you know, not tying in the Jada and Will thing, but like a lot of our favorite celebrities are telling us too much about their business that we don't really need to know because we didn't care. But now that you're telling us we're forced to, and you continue to tell us like, cool, y'all got an open marriage. Like, great. Like, do your thing. But once you start putting the shit out there, it's like, okay, you didn't do this for confirmation. You're doing this shit for attention. And at this point,
yes.
Yeah, like, we don't care anymore. And Aisha Curry, like,
we don't care.
She started doing things. But that's the thing. Last summer, she was doing the stuff with, like, you know, obviously women wear bikinis and stuff like that. But for her, it was like, you're doing things. But for attention. We didn't understand why she was doing them. And we were thinking she was doing it for attention. Come to find out, like, with the open marriage situation, she's doing it to me. Yeah, like she's trying to make sure people know she's still out there. So I didn't want to be misogynist. So I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna leave that off my awards docket because
I'm not going to
my real award that I do have, the Adam Gase Why Are You Still Here award, goes to begrudgingly the entire Bucks organization for this one reason. Five players caught COVID from the same woman that week. And a coach by the name of Bruce Arians, not saying that he
don't with the girl. A Kardashian, damn it.
Yeah. All I'm saying is men are stupid. Pam said this before, weeks ago. And I know when she hears us talking, she's like, the guys are talking their talk. But any person who sleeps with somebody who licked a public toilet seat or any fucking toilet seat deserves every fucking illness they should ever get.
So you know what
the hell?
The woman that slept with five of the players from there, she also mentioned today that she was sleeping with who's the guy, the athlete who's dating Kylie Jenner? Devin Booker. She said she slept with Devin Booker. Also the young lady who did the TikTok where she licked the toilet seat and caught COVID.
Oh, wait. Is this the girl? Is this the girl?
Is this the girl that serviced
the whole Suns basketball team? Is this what
you're
talking about?
You know what?
Man, you can't trust these girls. Them girls, they're demons.
Where can the masses find everyone on social media? You know, when we're done with awards. No more.
Fine. Yeah. You can find me with a black light trying to figure out where the COVID is on Antonio Brown's lips.
No,
so,
the
God. Mouth kissing a woman who licked the toilet seat. God. What are we doing?
Oh, my God. Lou, when can they find you on social media? Oh, my God.
Man, I know where you won't find me, but you can find me on Twitter at Little Italy. That's LittleItaly.
All right, thank you, Lou, for being the same voice of the chat. Pam,
I don't even know what to say after that.
Oh my God, Pam, where can they find you on social media? Oh my God,
on social media, you can find me at the Melanin Mat on all things social, and for my personal Twitter, where I talk mostly all things wrestling and viral tweets, you can find me at Miss Precious 2. So, and that's M-I-S-S, Precious, like the dictionary. And if you don't know how to spell that, please go look it up. Don't be like Kanye West when I met him.
You know what? I can't with y'all today.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Q, also, they need to go on Friday. Melanin and Matt, is it 6:30, right?
It's 6:30 p.m.
6:30 p.m. Eastern.
We definitely want to promote that. So tune into the Melanin Mat on Friday, 6:30 p.m.
Yes, yes. Malik.
Yes, indeed.
Lily, my brother.
From another mother.
From the same mother, but, you know. you guys can find me.
You know, I can't with y'all.
You sure you didn't get ghosted and that's what you thought it was? It's okay.
Oh, no. Oh God!
Oh, no.
Man, I had one, but I'm gonna leave. You can find me where the Washington Football's Super Bowl dreams are. Absolutely nowhere. Absolutely nowhere in the house crib.
You know what,
Billy?
I can't. Not today.
You can also find him in some girl's DMs, speaking to himself for over 3 years. He's there too.
Jesus Christ! Oh my God!
I don't
DM. Y'all are being spicy.
Not today. Oh my God, Greg. I blame you.
Yes. I blame you, Greg. That's fine.
So you can find. Oh my goodness. You can find me in some DMs.
Talking to yourself as well for over 5 years. Got you. It's hereditary. We got it.
You know what? All right, y'all. We got the fuck out of here this week. We're gonna see y'all crying over Pat Mahomes losing on Sunday. Until next week, y'all.
Yeah.
Good night.
Peace out,
y'all. See y'all next week.
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.